How should the reopening of the economy affect New York's nursing homes? WAER healthcare reporter Chris Bolt reports on concerns that care for residents has suffered during the COVID pandemic shutdown.
Despite the reopening of portions of the central New York economy, nursing homes remain largely off limits to family and other visitors. AARP officials say that raises two problems: despair among both the resident and their family that has a negative impact on health, and the family's inability to check on their loved one's care and well-being. AARP Legislative Director Bill Ferris says visitation that's only online or through a closed window is not enough.
Right now, where we're at in nursing homes in New York is that we just can't have someone looking outside a screen window, looking at their loved one. They need to go back into the facility. They need to see how the care is coming along with their loved one. It just doesn't cut it anymore with Skype and Zoom.
There is a law requiring that facilities set up virtual visitation for emergencies. But another recent rule change is also raising health concerns. Ferris is worried about a reduction in coronavirus testing from twice a week to once a week for nursing home staff.
Governor Cuomo says the key to reopening our state, our society, our businesses is testing and tracing. We think that probably should be the same for nursing homes. The more testing we have in nursing homes, the more tracing we can find hotspots in nursing homes. Because what has happened in nursing homes during this pandemic, with over 6,000 people dying, never ever can happen again in New York.
He says some senior facilities already had concerns over care before the pandemic, especially in controlling the spread of something such as the virus.
Some nursing homes, we know for a fact, don't have sufficient staff. And staff during the pandemic was getting sick themselves. They weren't coming to work. It seems it was almost a perfect storm of an institution that didn't have the proper staff, didn't have the proper PPE, and did not have proper standards in place. And as we know, the virus, once it goes into a nursing home, is just an absolute killer.
AARP is calling on Cuomo to create a task force to find ways that families can safely visit loved ones for in-person visits and to check on their care. There's also a bill on his desk they'd like to see signed that would require emergency plans in nursing homes and a requirement that families be notified of the health status of their loved ones during pandemics. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.